Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Yes. Welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, I Apologize, and this fine piece of shit known as the DJ New Style Show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It's a very nice thing that you do for us. And when I mean us, I mean myself, DJ New Style. And also a very wickedly talented, wonderful, one-of-a-kind man. Ladies and gentlemen, Seth Blurkin. Seth?
Yeah. John Travolta is a sad excuse for a human being.
I don't even know what the fuck to say about that dude. It's just terrible. Of course, we're the last to speak about the Oscars and John Travolta's terrible...
Yeah, it's been a day.
Terrible fucking face, voice, thought process.
Squinting.
Everything that he did, every choice he made in that 35 seconds, it was just the worst thing you could
do. Like, bald, right?
Oh, of course.
And he had, like, a full, like, mane of hair. I'm like, dude, I don't know who's using the spirit gum and what is that, crepe hair, they call it?
He doesn't even hide the fact that he wears some kind of a fucking a bonnet. Not even a hair hat, a fucking hair bonnet. You ever see the picture of him where his hair is just this fucking, like, black pool felt?
Yeah, that's what it was. It's like Vincent Vega.
Yeah, no. The hair that he had was clearly a wig, but at least it looked like hair. There are other pictures of him from you know, other times in his life where the hair, supposed hair on his head, is nothing more than just a fucking fabric pattern.
It's like poor man Afro.
Yeah, it's like really like
poor white man Afro.
Like super dense fucking coiled fabric just, you know, like a child pasted it to his head.
I don't know.
Like if you task some sort of a preschooler to give a head of hair to a fucking doll, they would do a better job than this fucking millionaire did before this presentation of the Oscars. And of course the video is telling, and it really does explain everything for those who truly don't know. John Travolta was introducing Idina Menzel. I've never fucking even heard her name.
No.
Don't know who she is, but I just looked at it now.
You can phonetically sound out her name by looking at it.
I just fucking looked at it. Two words.
Idina Menzel.
Even if you said...
Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel. Something.
Yeah.
You would never fucking come up with what the fuck he said.
Yeah.
And here's the clip.
All the chicken in your grocery store is...
All the chicken! How about you go fuck yourself, you greedy Purdue motherfuckers? We feed our chickens with marigolds. Well, aren't you better than me, you fucking shit, just because I give my goddamn chickens Iams dog food? Here, anyway, here's the goddamn clip.
Thank you. I love you. There will always be a special place in my heart for the movie musical and for the songs that create their most memorable moments. Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song, Let It Go, from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
And these fucking phonies just clap. Because they're supposed to. These fucking trained seals just start clapping. Wickedly talented. What the fuck? What happened to his voice at that point?
I think he had a stroke or something.
He had a mini stroke right mini before stroke. At the 22-second mark of his...
He had an Oscar stroke.
25-second job. Here.
For winning animated movie Frozen,
wicked.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one.
That's where it started.
Adele Dazeem.
And he, like, trembles. Adele Dazeem.
Like, if you don't see the video, it sounds like he's shaking.
He is, kind of. I mean,
no, he is in the video, but it's barely noticeable. But yeah. You can hear it when he talks. Like, not watching it,
yeah.
It sounds like he's violently shaking.
It looks as though he's doing it in the absence of someone who died moments before. Like he was
like he almost just lost his own life. Like someone just fired a bullet past his face.
No, like for example, he was in the audience because you know he's John Travolta, and he may have been respected enough to be in the audience. And like, let's say fucking Kadeem Hardison or some other celebrity who's not really that important. I don't know why Kadeem Hardison's in my fucking head right now.
The selfie.
The guy from. A different world with the flipped up hat brim and the stupid sunglasses was supposed to give the speech, but dropped dead in front of everybody during a commercial break.
Yeah.
He scrambled. John Travolta, you know, did.
I'll do it.
Did what all good men would do. Fill in.
Dean.
They're
got
like,
it.
Look, I'll go off the prompter. I'm not sure. I'm just a little shaken up. And it would have been totally okay. But however, this guy went through dress rehearsals. He had like a week to prepare. He had fucking four words to remember. And the best we got was the wickedly talented.
Let It Go from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. A guy named Seth Blorkin. Just the best. The absolute fucking best. So we're talking about the Oscars. It's just it should be a time to just, you know, complain about award choices. It should be a time to say, yeah, they really fucking blew it on this. Or they really, you know, they did the right thing with that.
It's hard when it's a slave movie that wins a lot of shit.
Yeah, nobody wants to come out against the 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Neither did I.
But
I want to see it.
But
I'll go see it.
But I didn't even watch the awards. Ugh, is it really? I'm actually about to say ceremony. Is it really a fucking ceremony?
The awards? No, it's the awards. It's a ceremony, I guess, because it's ceremonious.
I didn't watch any of it. I saw the Twitter backlash, and all the highlights, and that's really all you need to see.
Harrison Ford. You know, he was pretty fucked up.
There was a great moment though with Harold Ramis.
Well, it certainly wasn't his time in the little blurb they gave all the people who died.
I didn't see that. Was he in that thing? Obviously.
Yeah, they gave him a larger picture than most.
Did they just show Egon fucking raising his eyebrows and
no,
then move on
like
to the
Harold
next?
Harold Ramis. It was fat Harold Ramis, like Orange County version.
Ooh.
With him just kind of like sitting there, gray and smiling, like at a desk writing.
Orange County, Harold Ramis.
I fucking loved him in that movie.
It was good, but it's not the best Harold Ramis you can get. I mean, the Bill Murray thing, you know, I guess he's up there with Amy
as an
Adams.
Actor, I mean, what is he really in as an actor that's moving?
Fuck, I don't know. I mean, I guess if this whole thing is about acting, then they wouldn't have any of those sweet, touching moments of awkward crowd silence whenever a writer or a jazz flutist or someone that nobody knows is depicted.
No, I'm just saying because
because it's really
he was more of a writer. He's more known for writing than Egon or fucking the guy from Orange County. I don't even remember his name in it.
All I know is if it's my task to come up with a suitable Harold Ramis clip, I'm not going for fucking Orange County, a forgettable fucking Tom Hanks' son vehicle.
Ghostbusters. It would be Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, clearly.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Don't Cross the Streams. Or I used to have a Slinky, but I flattened it.
I straightened it.
Straightened
it. Yeah. That was actually probably one of his best Ghostbusters lines.
Yeah.
I collect spores, molds, and funguses.
Yes, it's all you need. You know, they do the stupid the therapist on E or something, right? Where he rubs the chair, arms in the chair. I think that was Orange County. Yeah, that definitely was Orange County. That's all.
Yeah, he was all fucked up in that movie. That's why I thought it was hilarious. It's like Egon all fucked up.
It was a pretty terrible movie, though. Let's just be honest here.
Overall, my impression was parts were funny.
But Bill Murray was up there with Amy Adams and decided to pay tribute. And again, yeah, cool. This has been fucking played over and over again, but we're still going to do it because that's what we fucking plan to do. Actually, no. The link that I had that was saved the last night is now fucking
invalid.
Pulled off the goddamn internet.
Bill Murray, he's got reach.
Bill Murray Oscars 2014. You figure it out. Just look it up. Here it is.
Oh, we forgot one. Harold Ramis for Caddyshack, Ghostbusters, and Groundhopper.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he has to apologize. He kind of says,
sorry, gentlemen.
Forgive me, gentlemen. Forgive me. But he, at this point, just looks like a fucking, like a wizard. A wizard, almost. That just, like, hey, wizard, you're going to have to get a little bit spruced up. So he's like, well, I need a tie. They put the tie on him. Like, well, yeah, you need more than just tie. Well, okay, give me a dead guy's suit.
They need to put Bill Murray and Harrison Ford together for a night and see how they party.
What, the disheveled Hollywood look?
Yeah.
Bill Murray is like, because it's a good example. We look at Harrison Ford and his goddamn pierced ear, and the guy is just like barely put together, barely present. People think he's on death's door just because he's a fucking unkempt, trying to be with it old guy. 71. Has a fucking hoop earring in his ear.
Hey, he's still making money.
Great. Fantastic. You look like a fucking fool.
He's still making money.
Look like a fucking bumbling idiot. However, Bill Murray looks worse, probably, but has probably more acceptance in his state of I don't give a fuck. You look at that guy, and it's like, this guy has not given a shit. Since 1987.
It comes to a question of happiness, you know. Who do you think would be happier right now?
I think Bill Murray is never happy.
That's the thing. So you can't
people
pull
like that. And Harrison Ford is so happy and people resent him for it. Like, you should be trying if you're that happy.
Right? So who's really winning?
I don't know, man. People give Bill Murray a major pass. And I don't know if it's because
guy's a major pass. I mean,
I don't know if it's because in like 2007, Bill Murray like partied at every fucking Brooklyn.
He went to every college
Brooklyn karaoke house party. I don't know. Does he still do that now? Is he still known for just showing up?
I haven't heard any new recent stories of no one would believe you.
I think they tried to almost sanction it officially, where it's like, tell us why Bill Murray should party with you. And people registered and shit. I don't know. I think that happened. And it just kind of ruins every you know, aspect of that being a truthful thing.
Or just a mystical thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was fucking bizarre. Like, a guy like Bill Murray, who's been
there's a lot of stories out there.
Yeah, like, who's been in movies that every generation at this point is aware of. Like, great movies. Super famous. It's, the fact that he would just show up at your fucking shitty party with your you know, wooden bowl full of Lay's chips and your dumb bearded friends and your shitty soundtrack and your dumb fucking drinks. The fact that he would just show up there to slum it with regulars and civilians and shit. It was just weird.
Civilians.
I mean, really, that's kind of what it was. I guess he just wanted to just be like a regular guy. And who the fuck is going to kick Bill Murray out? If you had a party at your house and fucking a guy that looked a lot like Bill Murray showed up and you have no idea who the fuck he is, are you going to kick him out?
I'd have trouble, but I would be all over him because I would have to find out if it was, in fact, Bill Murray.
And then you'd probably deny it even if it was him. So it's almost like Jesus showing up, where it's like, you shouldn't deny me.
Then it's a party. Once Jesus shows up, you know you have a party going.
Typically, if a guy looks like Jesus and shows up at a party, he probably is worth having around.
Yeah, he gets a pass.
It's like, then you can just, you know.
I'd say the guy that looks like Jesus, and clearly isn't Jesus, gets a quicker pass than the guy that looks like Bill Murray that might not be Bill Murray.
Either way, both guys are a definite conversation starter. You could go up to anybody and say, hey, did you see Bill Murray? And they'd be like, what? And like, that guy, tell me he doesn't look like fucking Bill Murray. Or Jesus. tell me it's not Jesus.
Exactly. That's where I was going.
We should fucking, you know, give him some water. Tell us to make some fucking Sauvignon Blanc. And then now you're talking to a stranger, and you guys are having some common ground based on this fucking guy's likeness to Jesus or Bill Murray.
I'm just picturing the Truth Time Theater guys listening to this and saying, you know, hobos have done this. On both ends, saying they were Jesus and saying they were Bill Murray and try to get into our parties.
You know what?
I can see that happening in California.
If hobos haven't done it, they will 10 years from now. It seems like hobos and their scams are fucking a decade late. Like the funny sign thing, like we're kind of over it, but they still do it. All they really have to do is try and resemble a fucking celebrity that's on a bender and just show up places. And then kind of like deny it with a smile, like an "oh, come on, guys" attitude. I just want to be one of you guys. Come on, and try not to stink like your own filth. Like if they just ran through a sprinkler for an hour or two, put on stole some clothes from somebody somehow, and just put on slightly newer clothes. Just be 80% of the hobo that you actually are, and kind of look like Bill Murray or a fucking Harrison Ford or Jesus for that matter.
Yeah, you're going to slide.
You can enjoy at least an hour's worth of PBRs. Maybe even get a chance to sing at the karaoke booth, whatever the fuck shitty party. Like, it seems like Bill Murray's been to some shitty fucking get-togethers.
Like, I've seen pictures of him at random people's house parties.
It's
clearly him. You know, he has done that.
Yeah, it's him in fucking a wood-paneled basement.
Right.
With a solo cup. Just singing into a plastic microphone with people. And that seems like... I'm jealous because it seems fucking awesome, to be honest. But you take Bill Murray out of that equation, and that is the shittiest of times. It's almost like every get-together me and my friends have... when we have them,
we just were waiting for Bill Murray, who never showed.
Yeah, hey, we have shitty snack foods. We got a TV that's on that nobody's paying attention to. We have conversations that aren't happening. Where the fuck is Bill Murray?
Well, that's mostly Hollywood, I think, for Bill Murray.
Let It Go from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Yeah, clap seals, you dumb fuck. The coolest thing would have been if this bitch came out on stage and just said, thanks, Barbarito. My name's fucking Adina. Adina.
Thanks, Benny Barbarito.
Whatever the fuck his name is. Benny Barbarino. Thanks, Sweathog. My name is Adina Menzel. And then, whatever the fuck song she was about to sing, just go right into it. Just take a second to let the world know who the fuck you are, because the hack before
she
you
would have
couldn't
gotten
do
so
that.
Much, she would have gotten so much media coverage if she had a retort for him fucking her name up.
Oh, god damn it. I mean,
missed opportunity right there. Missed opportunity of a lifetime.
So break down his speech. It was 25 seconds maybe. He mentioned that he loved musical. And then
first he said, I love you. That was his
first thing he said.
He loves
everybody there except for Adele Dazeem because she doesn't exist. But there was I love this movie musical blah 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 blah, and then it's like she's so talented, she's one of a kind, she is name that doesn't fucking apply to what I'm talking about right now.
Adele Dazeem is
fucking asshole, and of course the fake Twitters pop up. Everything just, people hear somebody make a misstep and they fucking run with it. Like we're running with it right now. Oh my God, John. And the worst is
have to make people pay for their indiscretions on the internet.
All the chicken in your grocery store is inspected by the USDA.
It is. Don't fucking front. The chicken in my store, FDA inspected.
Wow.
I'm going to brag about it. Yeah, Harrison Ford though, not looking too good, looking a little haggard, I would say.
I think he's sucked in the role of Branch Dickey from 42.
I didn't see it.
It's a fucking great movie. You should see it. But I think he's sucked a bit of that character into his actual being.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't watch the proceedings, the event that is the Oscars. Does it seem like everybody is kind of just looking a little fucking run down these days? I mean, Travolta looks like shit. Ford looks like shit. Bill Murray looks like shit.
He's zombie almost. Not everybody. I'd say Brad Pitt. Dude is 50. Looks like a fucking... He could run a psychology department at a major university right now.
I don't know. What are you getting at?
He's a vampire.
So you're suggesting
Brad Pitt, Kevin Spacey.
You're expanding the ranks of the Hollywood vampire.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Keanu Reeves.
Well, we spoke about Keanu Reeves and Tommy Lee Jones.
I don't know.
You've suspected them of being vampires.
Tommy Lee Jones, I think, might be a lich.
What the fuck is the difference?
A lich is the undead that is reincarnated at its dead state and stays that forever.
So, because he's not youthful like Keanu Reeves.
No. Tommy Lee Jones died. He died when he was like 25, but he's now undead and just living like that.
He's a lich. The lich king.
Yeah.
I mean, that is true. We've looked at pictures of Tommy Lee Jones. And he is permanently 68. And has been 68 for at least 40 years.
And he was 68 when he was 24. That's the thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So you think that Tommy Lee Jones is no longer a Hollywood vampire, but is some form of supernatural, probably a lich.
Yeah. A lich.
Interesting. But Brad Pitt, you're saying, is a vampire now, and so is Kevin Spacey?
Spacey, I don't know, man, how much he's aged since 7, and that was what? In the 90s, almost 20 years ago?
It's true. I mean, I don't know if this is a case of time, just like, you know, me keeping up with time and not really, like him aging appropriately, like proportionally with time and my expectations for age. Kevin Spacey, you know, if I look at him and they told me they were making Usual Suspects 2, I probably wouldn't be surprised. I would expect him to look as old then as he does now, but I haven't seen that movie in a while. So let me see. Kevin Spacey. 7, you said? Let me see. Kevin Spacey in 7. When the fuck was that? That was 1995.
Yeah, so 20 years. 19 years.
Okay, he's definitely younger looking. I'll tell you this. Speaking of 7 and your two choices of
Brad
additions,
Pitt.
Brad Pitt is in there. There's a picture of Brad Pitt from 7, and the guy looks identical to the way he looks now.
Yeah, he's Rorschach.
Fucking 20 years ago.
Not the Watchman Rorschach, but he's the actual Dr. Rorschach who came up with the inkblot test.
Dr. Hermann Rorschach. Let me take a look at the wiki page for this guy.
Yeah, Hermann Rorschach.
Okay.
Anybody that knows.
Yeah, go immediately if you're listening to this, go to Hermann with two N's, Rorschach. Wickedly talented.
On WikiLeaks
website. One of a kind doctor who played with inks, Herklisha Roberts. Herman Rorschach, and the picture that they have in the not the IMDb, Jesus Christ.
Wikipedia.
Yeah. It's IMDb. Yeah, he starred in one episode of Facts of Life. Herman Rorschach. Yeah. on Wikipedia, the picture they have there as the inset picture, it resembles Brad Pitt greatly.
In Glorious Bastards. I see that picture.
Buongiorno.
Yeah, buongiorno.
Barn-Jorno.
Fucking love that movie.
It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. But yeah, it resembles it, not as closely as some of the other examples of like the painting with the guy that is supposed to be Keanu Reeves from the 1500s. Like, Keanu Reeves is definitely a vampire, but I think we just are excited that there may be, that Hollywood may be overrun with them. And we're just kind of trying to look at
it. I think that would be the coolest thing. You could make a great comic book about that.
Like, Kevin Spacey is older than he was in 95. I think he's just aging proportionally with my expectations of time passing. I look at him like, God, that guy never changes. But you look at him from 95, it's like, he looks young.
Maybe it does.
Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones, no. But we've established...
Tommy Lee Jones aged like Benjamin Button.
You're saying he's getting younger?
Maybe he is. I don't know. He's a lich.
I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. He may be a lich. However, Keanu Reeves definitely hasn't fucking aged. And I don't know. And I don't think Brad Pitt is Herman Rorschach, although the resemblance is close. He doesn't appear to have aged very much.
Keanu Reeves just basically shaves. And like at different lengths of his beard, you don't know how old he is.
That's how he throws you off?
Yeah.
Keanu Vampire. Fucking love that that's actually a thing. 1875, 1994. Jesus Christ.
Way to go, Keanu.
Good for him. Good for him.
Hey.
Although there was the picture, and I think you showed me this one, of fucking Nick Cage, where it was like a Civil War era picture of some dude that looks exactly like Nick Cage. Did you see this yet or no?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to send it to you.
I don't remember. I'm sure I've had Nick Cage pictures.
Here, check that. I sent that over to you.
On a hot link. Let's see.
Yeah. Looks exactly like him.
Just kind of looking to the left a little more.
There's nobody worse than fucking Nick Cage, though. Nobody worse.
You know what? No. I'd put Nick Cage above fucking John Travolta. I mean, honestly, really?
Yeah. I derive no enjoyment from anything he's done. Nick Cage.
Oh.
There was one thing where he said...
still the Declaration of
Independence. We'll have a funnel cake. It'll be the highlight of my week. Or some movie with fucking Taya Leone.
No, you know what? There was a really good movie he was in. About
Raising Arizona. That's
Raising Arizona was good.
That's all I like.
That is a very good movie, but there's an even better movie. Fuck, it's about I'm just thinking of it now. It's like a nuclear war in Los Angeles. It's a weird, weird movie.
You gotta come with some titles, motherfucker.
Nuclear war? Let's see.
Lord of War?
No. Nope. Oh, it was Nicolas Cage. You know who it was?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was a different actor altogether.
No wonder it was good. It didn't have Nicolas Cage in it.
Who was the nerd in Breakfast Club? What was that guy's name?
Oh, Anthony Michael Hall. Yeah. Well, that was great. Thanks. Thanks. Well, if anything, you proved it, that it's probably worth Anthony watching.
It's not Anthony Michael Hall either. It's Anthony Edwards.
And he was the nerd in Nerds.
Miracle Mile.
Wow, you fucked up three times trying
to identify. No, I found out the name of the movie I was thinking of. It's called Miracle Mile.
You said it had Nicolas Cage, then you're like, oh, I'm wrong. It's got the nerd from The Breakfast Club. And that was wrong.
It was Anthony.
Oh. Okay, but you fucking
Michael Hall.
You're wired all fucked up right now. It's like somebody patched you together just to get you through the winter, and they were going to come back in the spring and do it right. They just fucking touched copper on copper, and everything seemed to work.
You know what? I give props to that fucking firm that was working on it, because I figured out the name of the movie, and it's called The Miracle Mile from 1988.
It'll get you through the winter, but I'm going to have to look at it in the spring. I can't do it now. I can't do it now.
The results will be there.
There's going to be some residual fuck-ups. Like, you won't be able to remember any Nicolas Cage movies. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. It's okay. Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah, no. It's okay. Okay, I'll be back in the spring. I got to go do this other thing. But I'll be back and I'll get you fixed up.
It was
yeah,
a good. It's fine. It was a good movie, though.
Some fucking cousin, friend of a cousin that just happens to do a little electrical work on the side. Just fucking does some fucking hacked up job with just duct tape and glue. Fuck. I look at some of the work that's been done in my house, and I know it's just every one of those, every job that's been done has been of that nature. It's like, I'll fix it now, but we're going to have to do it right in like 6 months. Oh, okay. And then the 6 months never comes. Or that guy dies, or they fucking have a falling out. That's how everything that was ever fixed in my house seems to have been addressed. But yeah, that's the Oscars and Nick Cage and his horrendous fucking career. The one thing I do like about Nick Cage is his just fucking inability to appreciate wealth. The fact that he pissed money away worse than anybody in history.
Has he?
The guy bought a fucking dinosaur skull for $1 million, I think, and didn't have any money. Like, really? He was broke and bought fucking dinosaur bones.
He just wanted to reaffirm himself.
Like, he barely had a house. He's like, oh, I gotta get these dinosaur bones. However the fuck he would say it. He bought just
he
house
sounds
after
like
house.
A South Park character.
Is that like that's the South Park way of them fucking doing these?
No, I'm just saying Nicolas Cage inherently sounds like a South Park character.
Just horrendous. I can't even look at his fucking face. I absolutely hate Nicolas Cage. But I like Raising Arizona, so I'm torn.
Yeah, good movie.
If Nicolas Cage came out with a movie, someone said, hey, do you want to see the new Nick Cage movie? Would you immediately say no, or would you wait to see what it's like?
I'd immediately say no, because yeah, I'm not in a mood where I'll go to the movies to see anything that I haven't heard of already or expected.
He's always the guy, and there's always the problem. That's every fucking movie he's in. There, he's the guy.
The Rock was good.
The and there's the problem, and he's got to take care of it. That's every fucking
movie.
That
was The Rock, but that was the best example of that idea that you just said. Like, there's a problem. He has to take care of it.
He's the only guy. He's the guy, but there's the problem. That's all. I don't know. Could I sum up every movie like that? I don't know if you can. I don't think you can.
There's the problem, and he's the guy. But yeah, that's like every...
He's the guy. The guy. And but there's the Predator problem.
You're covering Predator movies. You're covering most horror movies. Superhero movies. Oh, I wonder what happens in Iron Man. Well, there's the problem, and Iron Man's the guy. Oh, Captain America. I wonder who's going to
like,
win.
No. It's when I say he's the guy, I mean like he's the only guy.
Yeah, well, the movie's called Captain America.
Yeah, I. But there was the idea of creating the guy in that movie that made it not like every other fucking movie. You had to create the guy. He's not the guy in
well,
Captain America.
There's always the
initially fucking... in Captain America, he's not the guy. But I think in every fucking Nick Cage movie, he is the guy.
Yeah.
Always he the guy.
First, we have to find him.
Unquestionably the guy.
Then we have to tell him about.
But there's the problem. That's every fucking movie.
Then he has to figure out if he really is the guy. Then he knows he's the guy.
And everybody else knows he's the guy, but he's unsure. Fucking Nick Cage sucks.
He might not be the guy.
He wonders if he's the guy.
Then he might figure out.
Nobody else does. Like it's like a Superman plot. Boiled.
What? I'm the guy.
Yeah, it's like every Superman plot. He's like, well, tell me a little bit about the movie. Well, you're the guy. But there's the problem. He's like, okay, tell me more. I'm listening. Hold on. Before you tell me more, am I ever going to question that I'm the guy? He's like, absolutely, Nick, or I wouldn't be here. He's like, okay, keep talking. And you're going to be paid in dinosaur bones instead of money. Oh, okay. Well, could you throw in a little Superman or Elvis memorabilia? Yeah, okay. That's good. Yeah, and we'll even pay off one of your credit cards. Oh, well, fuck it. I'm good.
Can I pick the credit card?
Jesus, Nick, we haven't even talked distribution yet. You know, what about distribution? None. There will be none. We're just going to make
the
movie.
That's all right. Let's keep going.
We're going to make the movie and then just bury it in our asses. And no one's going to see it. That's even better.
Some Nick Cage movies out of your asses?
Oh, my God. It's just the worst. He had potential, I guess. Like, he could have been...
One day.
Incredible.
In the past. Yeah.
Yeah, one day in the past.
That's what he had potential.
He's like, maybe I shouldn't be the guy in this one. Oh, come on, Nick. You're always the guy.
All right, I'm the guy.
Okay, but let me try being the guy without the problem. I don't know, Nick.
There's got to be a problem. There's always got to be a problem.
Oh, shit. I guess I'm kind of stuck here.
Yeah, shit, luck. I got to have a problem.
He is the guy, and there's always the problem. The one exception, I guess, or that I can think of from recent years, I guess not even that recent anymore, but was Kick-Ass, even though he still was kind of the guy, and there was kind of the problem, but he died in that movie.
I didn't even see it.
It was good. Kick-Ass, the first Kick-Ass was good. The second Kick-Ass was so fucking embarrassingly bad.
That was the Jim Carrey one, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jim Carrey couldn't even fight. Like, someone asked him about it, and I think he just instantly took a shit, like, right through his pants. And probably said, that should be answer enough for you. I think he had he never had anything good to say about that movie before it was even finished. Should have been a sign. But fuck Nick Cage, honestly. Fuck it. And everybody's reporting that Leonardo DiCaprio... lost again. Four noms, I guess, is the way the cool people say it.
Four noms.
Four Oscar noms and four losses, Steve. Pretty amazing. Oh. I
don't think Wolf of Wall Street was beating Gravity or 12 Years a Slave. Like, let's see, you have a movie about a white guy that makes tons of money illegally or slaves.
Yeah,
that's fine. There's going to be a skew in Hollywood, I think.
There will be. But the thing is, it shouldn't be about the subject matter. It should be about the fucking performance. But I guess people are...
No. Fuck that, man. Make a movie about AIDS and you're getting Oscars.
That's true.
Dallas Buyers Club. Seriously, really?
I mean, has Matthew McConaughey ever done a retarded character?
No, I think the AIDS guy was the closest you got.
Yeah, so he just said, you know what, man, this is my one shot at it. I need to make sure I'm taking my best shot at Oscar. I'm doing an AIDS movie and not a retarded guy movie. That's basically it. Because subject, as has been proven, subject matter dictates, you know, the awards, right?
I believe that heavily, yes.
To be honest, though, I haven't seen the movie. And everybody that I...
Neither have I.
Everybody I've encountered that saw it said it was a pretty fucking amazing performance, which is hard for me to believe from Matthew McConaughey, guy that was in every shitty fucking romance.
Dude, I think rom-com. Of Matthew McConaughey, and I think what's that one where they had the paddles with fucking Batman?
Days and Confused.
Days and Confused. Yeah, Ben Affleck.
Yeah, that was before he got his hair fixed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all I can think of is Tim Lincecum, a.k.a. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Was that really Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah, that was him. And it was like that character became Tim Lincecum in the MLB. Like, I don't know how it happened.
Oh, shit, it really was him.
That was him, and then Timmy Lincecum came up. And I'm like, dude, this is fucking that dude in that movie.
I had no idea that the long-haired Tim Lincecum guy was fucking Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, that was him.
Hey, good for him. Good for him. Yeah. I don't really know what to say about that. He won, Leo didn't. Great. Doesn't matter. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio has won fucking every other aspect of life. Does he really need that fucking Oscar to say that he's a success? Does he?
Didn't he date Scarlett Johansson?
I don't think there's a piece of vagina that has been sought after that he hasn't fucked. Pretty much.
Yeah. Sorry. I'll take that lifestyle without having an Oscar.
Yeah. The Academy doesn't officially recognize his work. Meanwhile, the guy actually probably nearly drowns in vagina every single day of his life.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a hard life.
Yeah. No, but of course, you look at his Twitter, something like that. I took a look at his Twitter. Everything's like a cause. It's like, we need drinking water and fucking the Galapagos or something.
Yeah, he's
one of those. Yeah. At a certain point, I think that's all you can care about. If you're Leonardo DiCaprio, you never have to think about fucking money.
You go to humanitarian efforts, man.
Women, you don't have to think about fucking work. Anything, like everything. Yeah, everything
you're
is
gonna
just
get a role in something.
Every faucet of anything that you would ever need is just open on full fucking bore, pouring out money, work, and women, and fucking notoriety, and every other thing is just coming your way. What the fuck else are you going to focus on? I don't know, like, you know, eliminating diseases and shit? Like, making sure that people have fucking drinking water? Yeah. At least he's doing that and not just trying
it's
to...
It's like saving the maximum amount of lives that he could possibly save in his lifetime.
Yeah.
Like what else are you going to do? All right.
It's the only thing that fucking does it for him anymore.
Drinking water in Africa, so I'll do that.
The guy just fucking pours shitty tap water through a Brita and just jerks off to it. It's the only thing that excites him anymore.
Dude, what did they say? Bill Gates has saved, like, billions of lives in Africa just due to mosquito netting.
And how many lives has Michael Jordan saved? Oh, zero, because gambling fucking millions on a golf course while fucking teenage girls doesn't really save lives. And there used to always be that comparison. I think when Bill Gates was, like, really earning and Michael Jordan was still playing, they were both very notable figures, but the earning tilt was way tipped in fucking Bill Gates' favor. But people still like to compare it to, like, what would you rather be, a nerd or a jock? And they would show Michael Jordan just making millions of dollars, tons of fucking endorsements. But Bill Gates, you know, just the richest dude in the world at the time.
Fucking love that, man, because Bill Gates is just not that guy. He's not the guy to be the richest man in the world, but he is. And that's what I like about him.
It's so every interview they ask him about fucking, you know, the same shit, and they still ask him if he likes to jump over chairs. Like, they would never ask Michael Jordan. Oh, I guess they don't need to fucking ask Michael Jordan that. But, like, there's so much more to talk about, you know, with Bill Gates. But they still, his little fucking dumb quirks, they bring up constantly. But, yeah, he saved a ton of lives because he's dedicated billions to fucking ending disease.
And you know what?
Pretty noble thing.
This will be out of character for me, but props to George H.
Zimmerman.
Bush Jr.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He actually got on board with the same thing to set up mosquito nets and save fucking, like, billions of people's lives in Africa. He is, like, the number one president to save lives.
Probably got stung by three mosquitoes and, like, I'm gonna end this shit right now.
He needed to offset, like,
the resolve that is you with the steel that is U.S. resolve will not stand here and be bitten by mosquitoes.
Yep, fuck you, skeeters.
I have declared war on the skeeters, and I will spend every last dime of my family's wealth ensuring that bring them to justice.
No, he won't.
We will bring him to justice. The Skeeters. So he's actually really big into ending the mosquitoes.
Yeah, it's all in Africa, though. I mean, they should save people. I think they should save people in the United States before anything. You're a U.S. president. I mean, even if it costs more money to save lives here, that's where you should be focusing your money. I mean,
I guess when you dedicate yourself to saving lives, using your money to save lives, you probably
then it goes to Africa.
You probably want your money to save the most lives. So you go to Africa, where it's probably like think about that.
How much cheaper to save a life there than it is here?
A blanket can save 10 lives.
Right.
Billions of dollars will save fucking a billion lives.
Yeah, but that's why I think it's sad that even in America, there's not people devoted to America. They're just devoted to, you know, I think an American life is a quality life. Not to say that African lives are less quality, but
they're getting all the money, Steve. I mean,
there's nothing set up for them to improve the world, and that's a problem, I think.
But if the continent of Africa generates a lot of disease, if it does, wouldn't it be in the world's best interest to try and reduce the amount of disease that's being spread?
Well,
I mean, it is an entire continent of people that, you know, it has a lot of poverty.
I mean, stopping the disease is good. Yeah. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. There's people in fucking Tuscaloosa that are fucking down on their luck. But, you know, we don't care about our people.
Detroit, man. Like,
man, Nick, fuck Detroit.
Yeah, no, don't fuck Detroit. Yo, you know what we've said?
Cleveland's finest, you bitch ass.
We've rolled that so many times, but don't fuck Detroit, man. I think we need to invest in Detroit, invest in fucking places that went off the end in America. I mean, what do you have? The Flint, Michigan, Detroit. So many places. Pennsylvania, whole steel industry used to be there. Now it's fucking gambling.
I've never had the opportunity to have no other worries where it's like, you know what? I'm good. I have infinite everything that I want. Let me think about fucking fixing the world's problems. I've never been in that situation, but to think about it,
wouldn't your political view represent what your personal view is? So, like, where you want people in politics in your name, you know, your president of your country or whatever, mayor.
But I think they're looking at it as a world effort. Like, if your house has several leaks, you're not just going to fuck. You want to take care of the fucking big leak right away.
Well, yeah. All right.
So I think maybe what they're doing is they're not like, well, you know, there's people that are losing their homes in Detroit, or there's a fucking child army with no shoes wearing fucking last year's Super Bowl losers T-shirts terrorizing fucking entire villages, and there's just hunger and disease ravaging entire continent.
That's a measured response in a closed system of the world, I guess. You know, like, you have to have a measured response.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, you can't argue that it's a fucking bad thing. They're doing something. I mean, there's a ton of people that have a lot of money that are doing fucking zero. So the fact that anybody does something is good. I don't know.
No, I agree with that.
Or maybe my brain is just so fucking frozen from this this polar vortex fucking winter hell that we're trapped in.
You know what my brain is fucking joggled from?
Joggled. No, what?
Joggled from potholes. That's why it got joggled.
Yeah, the pothole situation is a fucking nightmare
right now.
So we are in the grips of a cold wave, I guess you could say.
Yeah, well, we did miss the bullet, dodge the bullet on the last storm. Yeah. Titan. I'm glad we missed Titan.
I hate that non-hurricanes are being named. I fucking hate that.
No, they said it's for easier classification.
That's why they're doing winter storms. It's like when...
Are you saying it should only be summer storms and not winter storms?
I'm thinking that they are so starved for any form of attention that they want to slap as many catchphrases and names on fucking weather abnormalities.
It's not. Here's the thing. Like, was
it's
it
Snowmageddon? Oh, is it? You fucking greedy fuckface. Fuck off. No, I need to see the fucking blonde whore in a goddamn parka.
God damn it. The whole idea was Hurricane Katrina. Do you know the difference between Irene and Katrina?
Yes.
Do you know the difference between Hurricane number 252 and 253?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, one happened later.
Yeah. That's why they're doing it. They just want to have it so it's not like, you know, a fucking
The
rant.
Difference is nobody's going to fucking remember her Winter Storm Titan. Nobody's going to. We don't need to because it's a fucking inconvenient foot of snow and not a goddamn city-ruining F5 tornado or fucking Class 5 hurricane.
Which hurricane was that? What was the worst hurricane that hit New Jersey?
I couldn't tell you.
Sandy.
Was it?
Yeah, but
it was named. I fucking forgot already, to be honest.
But it was named.
Yeah, and I forgot. I fucking forgot. Holy shit, that's really bad. That just happened.
It is. I mean, you lost your power for longer than I did.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter to me because because honestly, I didn't lose anything. A couple trees were fucking flipped over. It sucked for a while, but you think of like a Hurricane Katrina where fucking like houses were fucking flattened, flooded.
Which hurricane?
Katrina.
But you're calling it by its name. That's exactly why they're doing it, so people
but
have...
there's no reason to call a fucking flurry by any name.
No, but it's already named. All of the storms, when they come up the Atlantic, it's not like the night before. They're like, what are we going to name this? They but have it all fucking sorted out.
It's a new thing
like a
that people know it. Like, you wouldn't have known it 10 years ago.
No, because it wasn't published, but it was it, within
exactly,
the
Exactly, fucking... Steve.
But there was exactly. a paper probably promoted within the weather service
Watch
that
out,
said,
"Steve, Titan's coming, Titan."
And no, not for winter storms. They only started winter storms like 2 years ago.
Yeah, to get more fucking attention. And they name it Titan. They don't follow some like first name bullshit. They name it Titan. There's never a hurricane fucking Mongo. Or fucking Hurricane Gigantus. Hurricane Gigantus. Hurricane Galactus. King of Hurricanes.
Galactus, oh god. The Silver Surfer Hurricane. I'd fucking go to sleep and hope to die.
Yeah. Oh god, the Silver
Galactus
Surfer.
Galactus is coming.
Like I remember like not knowing anything about the Silver Surfer and still knowing it was a fucking stupid thing.
God, everything in Silver Surfer is overpowered. That's why.
Well, what is it? Like, what's the big deal with it? It's a guy that's made out of silver that has a fucking surfboard?
Oh, Silver Surfer was the Herald of Galactus.
Oh, I can't even do this. I can't do this with you.
No, do you know who Galactus is?
Barely.
Galactus would eat planets and eat solar systems.
Okay.
So there was a sun with, like, 9 planets. He'd just fucking move in and eat all the planets. Because he was, like, a force of nature... that came through during the Big Bang and was like associated with the Big Bang, and the Silver Surfer was the person that would come to the planet if there was life on it that could understand speech, and he would say, "All right, you're gonna get eaten. That's it."
So when they had that terrible movie Rise of the Silver Surfer, yeah, Fantastic Four,
he went against Galactus in that movie.
Ugh.
That was like the big thing of the movie.
What a shit fest that movie was.
No, that was a shitty movie.
And Captain America was in that one, wasn't he? The guy that was...
Johnny Blaze.
That dude had two Marvel fucking characters.
He was two Marvel characters and a fucking... oh, no, not a DC. Was he a DC?
I don't know. Chris Evans, is that who he is?
Yeah, he was...
This guy can't help but be a superhero.
Johnny Storm, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm thinking of... what's his name? Ryan...
Oh, yeah. Whatever his name is. Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah. He was Hannibal King, Deadpool, two Marvel characters, and he was also Green Lantern, a DC character.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was all three.
Deadpool.
And it was the shittiest version of Deadpool ever imagined by anybody ever.
Yeah, I fucking can't stand Ryan Reynolds. Wisecracking douche.
I don't hate Ryan Reynolds. I hate whoever wrote the fucking movie that he was in as Deadpool, who was supposed to be... Deadpool's nickname is the Merc with a Mouth, right?
I don't say right like I'm going to be... Absolutely. Who doesn't know that?
Okay, yeah, well, who doesn't know that?
I don't know that.
Yeah, well, Deadpool is called the Merc with a Mouth. He's like Spider-Man. You know, Spider-Man makes jokes. Deadpool makes jokes.
Okay.
Right? So in the Wolverine movie where they had Deadpool, his mouth was sewn shut.
Oh.
Like, you just took the best part of Deadpool away from him. And then they gave him, like, Wolverine's claws, and they gave him Cyclops' fucking eye... fucking radiant beams or whatever the fuck he shoots out of his eyes. Stupidest shit ever. Worst movie ever. Worst superhero movie ever.
I mean, I always thought Wolverine would be a great character for a movie. I thought it'd be great. Like, Wolverine would be cool, but like Hugh Jackman just fucking... I didn't want to see him in anything. So I didn't watch it. I think I saw the first X-Men movie. That's all I saw. I was never into that. I liked, you know, Spider-Man, Batman and shit, but never Superman. I couldn't fucking...
Oh, fuck Superman.
It just seemed like the easiest hero to like. Like, oh, dude, nothing stops him. Only his fucking...
Superman can't beat him.
You can't beat him. He's like the Yankees or the fucking firefighters. You can't stop him. It's like, it just seems like you have to like Superman. It's like the Yankees, the firefighters. You can't, like, it's the same shit. Like, everybody, you know, of course you're going to root for Superman.
Superman, yeah.
It's fucking Superman. Donnie Baseball. The captain. Like, it just, shut up. That's why I don't like the Yankees, because you're supposed to like the fucking Yankees. I don't.
Oh.
I became a Mets fan because everybody in my family was a Yankees fan.
I would not associate the Yankees with Superman. I think that's the most horrible...
I don't know. I don't associate them on a pure level of, like, them being unstoppable. I associate them as a level of, like, yo, you're supposed to like the Yankees.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You're supposed to, Steve. No, I'm doing this voice that our buddy Pristine does when he fucking mocks people for just universally hero worshipping the Yankees and firefighters. I don't know what the fuck it is, but he has got this fucking just intense rage when anybody just feels the need to fucking lap on the balls of firefighters or the Yankees. The fucking Yankees! The firefighters! What about them? They're fucking heroes! Oh my god, man. That was one of my... Like, I don't miss Pal Talk. I really don't. But one of the things that I truly miss it would be hearing fucking Pristine just rant about why he fucking didn't give a shit about the Yankees or the firefighters. Why he couldn't possibly give a fuck about them.
Bro.
Just abuse of power, people. Like, the fucking rants he would just
give. No, he was great when it was late. Like, yeah. Really late.
You know, man, fuck the firefighters.
No. It'd be like, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. Do you realize?
You're not.
Do you realize what they want us to think?
he would start off slow.
You have
no
idea what they want us to think, but I do. I know.
Like he's the guy in the back of a fucking gathering.
He's like at a fucking...
He's like, hey, you guys got it all fucked up.
He's processing.
You don't fucking realize these firefighters out there fucking all these women. I don't know. Anyway, I don't even remember the specifics. I just remember that I couldn't hear it because I was laughing so fucking hard as he just got ramped up, amped about this shit. I really miss fucking Geeks of Rage. Just
Geeks of Rage was great. I loved it too.
I was playing Grand Theft Auto, and I saw that I'm now friends with Best in Show Brian. That's how long ago he created his PS3 name. That he was known as Best in Show Brian and not Brian from Geeks of Rage. And Geeks of Rage is now come and gone. His involvement with Best in Show is over. But I was just thinking, I'm like, man, I miss Veal Chop, Brian, and fucking Mike doing a show. I really do. But
my favorite show on our network, but it's gone so long at this point.
And it's really difficult to choose a favorite, to be honest. We have a great fucking lineup.
That was always my favorite. Like when I first started doing our show and listening to other shows, I fucking loved Awful Hour. I fucking loved that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Life probably happened. They probably had a lot of shit to do. Couldn't get around to do the show anymore. But then, you know, Geeks of Rage came out. I'm a fan of fucking of Veal Chop. I really think that dude is hilarious.
He is.
And I hope he comes around to do something else again and ultimately abandon that, but then just keep doing things.
Just recursive coming back. Great.
But I need, you know what, I might actually reach out to Pristine just to see if he's if he's had an itch to do anything. I know that the whole idea of like the side project thing that where like I do the show with Frank, I apologize, is something I wish a lot more people would get involved with, and I've heard tell of some talks, some ideas going around, and I totally encourage it. I don't think a podcast has to be an every week thing. It doesn't have to be. If you have,
I think it's the best when you want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I like that we do this show regularly, but I know that we can't do when I apologize.
If
every
you're
week.
Awake, that is.
Fuck off, Steve. I know that we can't do when I apologize every week because Frank's got obligations, and that's ultimately the reason, you know, why he couldn't do this every week.
Right. Right.
But I apologize if we pick it up and do it whenever we can. We're probably going to do another one soon. We might not, but you know, the beauty is that whenever we do one, it's there. And so I think that you know, if more of the people on Heroes Talk would do shit like that and just one-off episodes that maybe they do another one of, I think it would be a pretty fucking fun pool of people.
I think that might be coming.
Well, we'll see. Don't make any fucking promises. That's the one thing I've noticed.
I'm not going to make promises.
Is that you can't fucking make promises to people that actually are looking forward to it. Like if I said something on the show, and I know I probably have done it, it's like, yep, we're going to do this. Yeah, we're going to have this. And people look forward to it, and I'm like, fuck, I can't fucking put that off anymore. I can't not deliver.
No, it's not that exciting. We might do a movie show. We might do a baseball show. I mean, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Like, well, we'll see what shakes out. But I'm definitely going to talk to Pristine and urge him to get back into some form of podcasting.
Anything.
And Veal Chop and Brian. Fuck. I'm really just going to try and get like Geeks of Rage again. Back. I really want to hear that fucking
You know, I hate him, but I'd love to listen to him.
I don't know why you hate Brian. Brian is one of the most...
Brian rubs me the wrong way.
He is one of the most interesting fucking characters to me.
He is. He's almost like
a fucking Walter White type character where he has like this domain expertise that he doesn't like. It seems like he doesn't fully capitalize on. He's just a fucking rages. He's like an annoying Jew. He encourages fucking confrontation. Like he's a fucking like a very very interesting person to me.
And, he's an annoying Jew, and that's
what is he? I don't even know if he is.
Maybe he's not, but that's what Seinfeld was to me.
Seinfeld was an annoying Jew to you?
Yeah, because it was like the same. Like you harp on a subject, but it's funny.
I mean, we did something like
that's what I see Jewish humor as.
Just annoying. You see there?
It's annoyingly funny.
Okay.
You know, like they harp on something and they bring it back and.
I don't know.
I've heard that twice already today. Now it's funny.
I don't know. I don't look at Seinfeld or Larry David. I guess you put him in the same category. I don't look at either of those as like annoying Jews. Just
Larry David is an annoying Jew.
No, I think he's just he's a fucking sad sack. That's the charm with him. I mean, like,
he's an angry sad sack.
Yes, he's an unwilling sad sack. He doesn't want to be fucked over, but he always ends up fucked over, and that's why we like him.
Exactly.
I don't know. All I know, Steve, is that that we did miss Titan. We missed that fucking storm, and I'm relieved because we haven't received our mail here in weeks because there's just been a huge ice sheet in front of our house. Our mailbox is just...
So the man doesn't even go there anymore?
No, he doesn't. So I have to go to the post office and pick up my mail like before the wonderful invention of mail delivery was invented. Just go down to...
Go to the post box.
Gonna go into town, get the mail at the post. And that was an interesting experience because there were a lot of people doing the same thing because mail isn't being delivered to a lot of houses. And everybody is just fucking furious. Everybody is fucking
that
furious.
That sounds weird, though. I've never heard of that. Like, people have to go to their...
Because the town didn't plow properly. Like, you mentioned all these mind-joggling fucking potholes.
Yeah.
Well, they tried not to create so many of them.
I still get my mail.
They tried not to create so many of them by, like, not fully plowing the road.
So there's no mail.
And because they didn't fully plow the road, they fucking made it a two-lane road into a lane and a half, and the fucking snow hills on either side by the gutters are like 3 feet out. So the mail carrier is not a carrier, he's in a car. He'd have to fucking get out of his car for every house, so they just don't deliver it. And they won't until you clear it out. So I was out
there. That doesn't sound like the U.S. mail to me. It sounds like pussy mail.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, in my town, we don't have USPS. We have PM. PS.
We have PM.
Pussy Mail Postal Service. It's just like pussy mail.
I thought it was like rain, nor hail, nor dark of night.
Well, that's why everybody's irritated. They're all in line. They get brought to the next teller, I guess, and they say, I'm not getting any of my mail. I'm here to pick up my mail. Like, and so... You know, all the people before me, they're like, well, is your curb clear? Yeah, it's clear enough. I could drive up and get it. In fact, I check every day. I pull my car up, blah, blah, blah. It's not there. Like, well, sir, you know, we'll put a thing in, and if it can be delivered, he's like, well, this is bullshit. God. Like, well, complain to the town. Complain to the town, is what they told the guys. So, 10 people ahead of me, I hear the same fucking thing. It's my turn now. I go up to the desk. And it's this like Caribbean dude who's kind of like just irritated. Doesn't want to be there, and he kind of has like he doesn't have like the Caribbean accent.
He's just ready to say the same thing over again.
Yeah. So he looks at me and he goes, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Hi, I'm not receiving my mail." I wanted to make a concerted effort to not be like everybody else before me. Just be reasonable. I said, "Hi. I haven't been receiving my mail, and I'd like to pick up anything that I have." This motherfucker looks me in the eyes with his fucking yellow eyes. The guy had yellow fucking eyes. Looks at me and pulls a sheet of paper down, slides it in front of me, and it's a cartoon. It's a series of two cartoons, and he goes, "Does your curb look like this? Does your curb look like this?" And one of them is a fucking a clear curb. It says 10 feet either side, and the mailbox is there. You can see the curb. There's no snow. The mailbox has a fucking smile. And the other picture is a frowning mailbox with snow in front of it. And I said, "Well, mine looks worse than that." And the guy and the guy goes, "Well, you're gonna have to put your mail on hold." And I said, "Why couldn't you just ask me if my mail was clear?" And he goes, "This is easier."
Oh, God.
Like, no, it isn't. You know what isn't? You have this fucking passive-aggressive cartoon that you're making me point. Show me on the doll where he touched you. It's basically what he's fucking doing. Pussy mail service. Jesus Christ. So he shows me this cartoon, makes me point to the one that my fucking curb looks like, because it could only be in two states, completely fucked or perfectly useful. So I said, it's even worse than that. You can't access it. I didn't even make that an issue. I said I was here to pick it up. The guy comes by, he goes away for a while, comes back with this huge basket of mail. I had given him my ID, and he says, you have other people living with you? And I said, oh, yeah, there should be mail for Amanda. That's not who I'm talking about. And I said, what? He goes, and he looks at me, and he gets this really, really fucking concerned face. He goes, that's not who I'm talking about. I'm like, oh, shit. He goes, tell me, who is Teddy Pendergrass?
Nice.
I'm like, oh, Teddy fuck.
Mail.
I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, he lives with us, too. I forgot that Amanda got fucking mail delivered for our fucking... She signed up for, like...
Teddy's name?
She signed up for BarkBox, and they delivered it to Teddy Pendergrass, the fucking dog's name. Tell me, who is Teddy Pendergrass? I guess this guy thought I was, like, being racist or something, and just, like, receiving mail as a dead fucking soul singer. I don't know. I mean, it's not...
Who is he?
Who is he? I'm like, well, yeah, yeah, he lives in this... Yeah.
That's no.
And then the guy goes, yeah. And he just gives me the box of mail. Fucking, I fill out the hold my mail until whatever. Like, they give me the hold your mail form, and I figure, okay, I'll hold it for, like, a couple of days, because I'm going to go home and just take care of this problem. And then in a couple of days, I'll start receiving the mail. The guy crosses out my day and goes, Aman, the ice is not going to melt in 2 days. I said, no, I'm going to clear it out. I'm going to actually remove it. He goes, no, we'll do it to the 15th. I'm like, motherfucker. Like, what do you, like, no, we're not doing it to the fucking 15th. I'm not going to come back here and with a goddamn knapsack and fucking, you know, mule 50 pounds of mail out of here. And the guy's like, trust me, it'll be better. And I checked the box that said deliver the mail upon fucking return or whenever, right, whenever the date's up. And the guy goes, and you can't have it delivered. It's going to be too much mail. I said, well, I only chose fucking 2 days before. You're the one who made it a month, asshole. Whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, God.
Just fuck. Like, they don't understand that. It doesn't have to be a fucking painful experience. Like, even a person who's trying to be fucking cordial and respectful of the fact that everybody they dealt with is an asshole.
People only know what they've gone through.
You don't have to make it. Fuck. You have to come on, pick it up.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Whatever, dude. I picture the fucking guy, you know, taking his lunch break, just shuffling a bowl of chicken bones around, cursing my name. Saying, I'm dead, I'm not even know it. Like in that fucking Steven Seagal movie. He looked like one of the Jamaicans that put a curse on Steven Seagal. Irritating motherfucker.
Yep.
I don't know. So I go home, and I spend the next 3 hours trying to shovel. And all I have is a plastic shovel with like a razor edge on it, like that steel edge. So it's not doing shit. So I decide that I'm going to take my fucking axe out and just go fucking apeshit. So I hacked blocks of ice away from my fucking mailbox and got it to the point where it's clear. And it took 3 hours to make it so that I was the other cartoon. So that if I ever went to this fucking guy, I'd say, yeah, no, that's me. The other cartoon. The smiling mailbox, motherfucker. I'm the smiling mailbox, you fucking arrogant prick. But I made it look like that. And then I heard, oh, we're going to get fucking 12 inches of snow.
Yeah. Yep.
It's going to be horrible. And I just went into a fucking a tailspin. Because you only hear, hey, whoa, no links in the chat room. You only hear the fury. You only hear the fear. You never hear the weathermen were wrong. You're only pleasantly surprised when you wake up the day that you're supposed to get 12 inches and you see, you look at the window.
I said four max. That was me. I was the dissenter in the last storm.
But it was like the end of Groundhog's Day. Open the window, take a look. Completely clear streets.
Right.
No new snow. Cars uncovered, everything ready to go.
Shit.
They blew it, man. For us, at least.
That's good.
Yeah. I think it's very good.
Yep.
So I got to go to work and take good more pictures too. More pictures of my rotten apple that people seem to be captivated with.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it up. See how long it stays. There's a fucking apple that was just rested on a drain pipe in the stairwell. Someone took a bite out of an apple, a beautiful looking apple, like one or two bites, and just set it down. And I instantly thought, what would be worse? The fact that someone litters or the fact that someone thought this would be a good place to keep their apple temporarily? Like, I wouldn't want to be in a building.
And forgot about it.
If they forgot, that's the same as littering.
Well, they did forget it.
That's true. But when I saw it, I didn't know that. So my thought was, I really wouldn't want to be around a person who either litters or puts shit that they intend to eat later on a dirty fucking pipe. Both people are horrendous. Right. But I think the guy that would pick that apple up and be like, yep, back to this apple, would be more fucking frightening to me. Which one would be worse to you? A guy that would litter or a guy that is completely comfortable putting his food down on
the... not the litterer, the other guy.
Yeah, because they have no... They're the type of person that has no respect for your germ tolerance. Like, I'm not the guy that Purells before he eats. I'm not fucking fanatic, but... You know, I would never. I don't bring my coffee cup into the fucking bathroom like people do.
Oh, fucking, can't do that.
I take a shit at work.
No cups in the bathroom.
I take a shit at work. It fucking aerosolizes and fucking pollutes the entire place.
To the bathroom ever.
The same people who have witnessed my shit stink clop their mug down on the fucking and then go walk over and just take a fucking free-handed piss into a urinal, go pick the mug up, go back to their desk.
That's awful.
And fucking drink. And not only that, go buy the coffee pot and fill it up again.
No, just kill them off.
Yeah. You're drinking my shit. And not only that, you're taking my shit and you're putting it near the coffee pot that should be fucking shit-free.
Yeah, they should be erased from society completely.
So I don't mind a forgetful litterer. I don't even mind a blatant litterer as much as I mind somebody who just has no regard for fucking disgusting filth.
Agreed.
But as it turned out, you know, it's still there to this day. I discovered it on February 24th. It's still fucking there. And to the point where the maintenance crew in the building, they're working in that area. Like, they're fixing the fucking pipe this thing is resting on.
Really?
And wires, there's extension cords and shit, just like a half inch away from it. It's in the work site, and nobody's even fucking thought of just, you know, knocking it out of the way, throwing it out, alerting somebody to its fucking presence. Nobody. So it's gonna be there until it's dirt, I think.
That's it.
I'll just take a picture every few days, post it on fucking Facebook or Instagram, something like that.
Do it.
But people seem to love it.
It's good.
I honestly think you could just have a site where you aim a camera at something that rots, and people would just watch it. They'd be like, oh, look at that. Pears really did change in 2 days.
Yep.
Maybe that's our new venture, Steve. What do you think?
Sounds like it'll make money.
I don't think it will. But
maybe not, but...
Why don't we wrap this up? Whatever. It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Hey, you like stuff, you own things, you buy new things. Go ahead and do it and support Hear Us Talk at the same time. Go to hearustalk.com/Amazon. Click the link over to Amazon. Make a purchase. You get something, we get a small cut. That's what I like to call a win-win. And even if you don't buy anything, download our fucking shows. Go to hearustalk.com, subscribe to all the shows. That's Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, I Apologize, and of course, the DJ New Style Show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Steve, is there anything that you'd like to say?
I have to piss like a racehorse.
I would like to thank a wonderfully talented pisser.
Racehorses.
And Seth Blorkin. Thank you very much, Steve.
All right.
Everybody, have a good goddamn week.